7:16 in the morning, Playhouse 194, the number one hit music station. Zero in the Playhouse. Jill D filling in for Amy K for the week while she's in Florida back on Monday. As we enter comfort in numbers, which is when a member of the Playhouse family is like, oh my goodness, am I weird? Am I a freak? Am I normal? Has this ever happened to anybody else? Is there anybody that can relate to this, or is it just me? And usually we're able to get people that circle of support, that comfort in numbers that makes them go, okay, thank goodness. There's other people like-minded and have dealt with this before. And today, Playhouse family member Dina is hoping that she has someone that can relate to her today. She says, well, it turns out I'm a predator. Well, go on.
Oh, gosh.
My boyfriend and I went to Target the other day, and we were just being silly and kind of flirty, so he'd squeeze me and I'd squeeze on him. Anyway, I was looking at a Nespresso machine and grabbed his butt a little, and he jumps and says, excuse me, and that's when I realized that wasn't his voice or his butt or my boyfriend. I apologized profusely, and I said, I thought you were someone else. As my boyfriend turns the corner and says, what's happening? Like, it was awkward for a few seconds, but we got it all sorted out, and the guy understood, and my boyfriend just thought it was funny. He thinks it's hilarious, but I'm hoping anybody can relate to this. Please tell me I'm not the only one who's grabbed on somebody or hugged somebody or squeezed somebody thinking they were somebody else. I'm so unbelievably embarrassed. So comfort in numbers would come in the form of, like, could be as simple as a high five, a pat on the back, a tap on the shoulder. She went full butt squeeze. Did you ever mistake somebody for somebody else and make physical contact, which would give you the comfort in numbers? It was uncomfort for the person on the receiving end, but it was a hopefully an honest mistake. Have you ever done this before?
I mean, I don't think I've ever... the only thing I've ever done is like mistaken somebody like... and their name, or you know what I mean? Like, hey, what's up? And, oh, you're not Michelle, you're so-and-so, whatever. You know, like, that's the only thing that I've ever done. And, like, full-on just, like, embrace it. So I've never, that's the only comfort I can really give is, like, talking to somebody and saying their name incorrectly so many times. And then, of course, they're Midwest nice. That's the only thing I can really give comfort in.
I don't know if that really matches up with a butt squeeze.
that's a whole nother level.
A full-on... fistful of booty.
That was a lot of booty.
Can you relate to that at all? You've been there. Give her that circle of support, that comfort of numbers, knowing she's not the only one. And maybe you were the person that got mistook for somebody and got a hug or something. 237, it's for the Playhouse in the morning. It's Playhouse 194, the middle of comfort and numbers. Playhouse family member Dina is hoping that people can relate to what she did, which if you just got in your car and missed the setup of this, basically she was shopping at Target with her boyfriend, looking at something. He must have stepped away, and she kind of reached over and continued some like booty squeezing back and forth they'd been doing, and it was the wrong booty. This was not her boyfriend. It all got sorted out. The guy was fine. Boyfriend thought it was funny. But she's like, has anybody ever made like physical contact with somebody thinking they were somebody else entirely?
I was going through a haunted house with my boyfriend, and by the time we had gotten out, I was with like a 12-year-old boy. Somehow...
So, like, somewhere in there, and those rooms are dark, right? It's a haunted house. Somewhere in there, you just, like, paired up with this child.
Yeah, like, I didn't know when we had switched.
So, here's the thing with yours, though. So, yes, it's comfort in numbers in that your coupling got paired off, and you mistook them for your guy. But there was no, well, thank goodness, there was no physical contact. So yours is a little bit like Joel D's in that, like, it's a little bit of comfort in numbers, but we need some full-on touching to make her feel better and not alone. And we are seeing some as far as texts go.
Yeah, somebody said that has happened to me. My best friend's boyfriend grabbed my rear end thinking it was hers. And to make it worse, it was right in front of their husband.
Oh, no.
That'd be so awkward. And then somebody else said this happened to me at a concert. I just thought my wife was in front of me. And it turns out it wasn't my wife. It was just somebody that was standing next to me, but looked exactly like my wife from behind. You grinded up on somebody by accident.
I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry. Be like, yeah, I love this song, babe. You're not my wife. Oh, goodness gracious. How are you? Nice to meet you.
Well, and understandably so, not everybody's going to immediately be like totally cool with the mistaken identity. There's going to be some conversation.
That's the, you know, sometimes it could go like, you know, with our listener, it's like you squeezed the wrong booty. Somebody might get actually mad nowadays.
Punched in the nose. Yeah. Well, nowadays, I think anytime somebody random squeezing your butt, you're like, who are you?
I mean, if you squeeze my butt and I'm at a Target, I'd be like, oh, you're so funny, Dina. That's hilarious.
Do you want to squeeze it again?
Squeeze the other side. You got to even it out now.
Mistaken identity was their physical touch. She's looking for that comfort in numbers.
Oh, it was my wedding. My wife walked up behind my best man, and his back was to her, and he slapped him dead in the and he turned around and looked at her like, can I help you?
So obviously she thought that was your butt, or at least we're hoping she thought that was your butt, and this right. Is on your wedding day.
on my wedding day.
Well, hopefully later in the evening, your butt also got a good spanking.
Just a good old spanking for you.
And comfort in numbers.
Hi, I was swimming in Mexico, snorkeling with my husband, and we saw a 3-foot barracuda under the water, and I started screaming and swimming backwards, and I grabbed onto his junk and realized that it was not his junk I was grabbing onto.
Why is that specifically what you wanted to grab, by the way?
I don't know. It's all I could reach.
Okay. Well, not that I imagine you're going to be in this situation again, because that's a very specific situation. But if you're desperately reaching towards somebody for help, not an effective place to grab.
Yeah, probably not the right place to grab, especially if you're like scared and you're swimming and in water, because that's going to help. That's going to make him drown and not be able to swim.
But I'm glad you, obviously, well, I know for sure you lived.
Yeah, you survived, at least.
Whether that guy and his junk are okay remains to be seen. We'll never know. Any final comfort in numbers?
Somebody said they were at a Starbucks with their to-go, grabbed their coffee, and turned around to hand it to their husband, and turns out it wasn't their actual husband who they thought was following behind them.
Here's your coffee.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate you. You're amazing. I didn't know you said this. Random act of kindness.
You know, a lot of times there's not physical contact, but I think often we just like think that we're still in our group or with our pairing, and then all of a sudden you're like, I don't know who this person is I'm standing oddly next to.
Well, I'm a fast walker, so like I lose everybody all the time too. So
a comfort in numbers, Dean, I'd say we officially got some for you, but maybe, you know, next time before you grab a booty, make sure it's the booty you think you left the house with and you're going to be okay. Momentarily, Easter Bunnies, chocolate ones, they're delicious, though there's a certain way that the crazy people are eating them. Are you a psychopath? Take the Easter Bunny test after Greedy from Tate McRae. Y94.